You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
We're back, baby. Oh, my God. We had a little vacay. We had a little 2 weeks off, but we're back and we're hotter than ever. And I'm so excited to be here. Dre, welcome to the pod, baby. How are you doing?
Hey, Anna. Yeah, we took a little hiatus.
I'm another year older, so a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks.
You're 26 and a half. Isn't that how that works?
No, I'm not a half. I'm 26. Don't put that half on. That's so rude. How dare it? Didn't you see my cake on Instagram? It said she's 26.
It did. It did.
And if you guys come to my solo show at Joe's Pub on August 3rd, what a plug, upfront plug. If you come to the show, you will get that joke because I am forever 26. It's just like a thing. So, you know, it's just like an inside draw.
Beautifully inserted plug.
Thank you. Well, I'm worried. The show hasn't sold out yet and I needed to sell out because I sold out May. So, you know.
It's June.
Still, you know, still. Do you know what you're doing August 3rd?
Where will your children be on August 3rd? Do I know? No, I assume. Well, I already told your mom that I would be there. She's like, are you going to go? Because your mom was at your birthday party. And she's like, well, we talked about a lot of other things. But one of the things was, as I was leaving, I'll see you August 3rd.
Oh,
and I was
God. Like, oh, God. Oh,
she's
God.
She's good. Making sure that she's, you know, got seats.
Maybe I give her a cut for being a good publicist. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I was like, all right, I'll see ya. And then she did the plug. I couldn't believe it. She was on it.
I'm so glad you were able to come to my birthday party. Dre was in LA. We got to talk about this whole week. I had a huge birthday surprise. It was crazy. And somehow you were part of this plan. I felt really bad. Let's rewind, because like I guess two weeks ago you were coming to LA for a gig that didn't provide housing, which is a whole other conversation that we could have a whole other podcast for. But you were going to stay with your good friend, and then she was traveling, right, or something, like she had to go.
Irene, yeah. At first she said easy peasy, you can stay with me, and then she wanted to, her mom actually asked her to visit her, so then last minute she told me, okay, I gotta go visit my mom in Texas. All good. I mean, it was even nice of her to let me stay in her apartment, and she felt so bad. She was like, oh my God, I'll help you cover hotel expenses. I was like, girl, no, you're not going to pay half of my hotel so that, because you feel so bad. But that's the type of person she is. She's just like so sweet. Nice. But so then, of course, I hit you up because you guys do have an extra bedroom. I only asked Irene first because I never get to see her when I'm in LA. So it was a perfect opportunity. And then you were like, girl, of course you can stay.
Yeah. And then I was like, let me check with Jared, because Jared works from home and it is hard when we had, like, you know, people stay here, and like if he has meetings and stuff, it's hard. Totally. It's hard when you have whatever. It's not really a second bedroom. We use it as an office / gym / whatever room. And so I asked him and he was like, yeah, he's like, it's a really busy week though. Like, can she stay like a couple nights? And I said, yeah, I'm sure she'll take whatever, you know, I'm sure that's fine. And I was like, no problem. And I told you, I was like, yeah, two nights. And then your dates changed. And then I was like, well, she can still stay two nights. And he was like, and then he got weird. And he was like, I don't know. Like, you know, Tuesday is just like, I have a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know what he said, but I was like, and then the whole week started to feel, I was like, I joke that my birthday's, I mean, this is not a joke. I'm a Gemini through and through. And I was like, my birthday month is important to me. You know what I mean? Like, and I've been,
we knew, everyone on social knew. Yeah. I think our deceased grandparents knew. Absolutely. That it was Anna's birthday.
I used to get a check from my grandma on my birthday from my dead grandma that my dad would send me in her name and be like, this is from Grandma Lila. And I'd be like, awesome. I'm still getting birthday checks, even though she's no longer with us.
That tracks.
And then that stopped a couple of years ago.
That is big wig. Not even of Grandma Lila, but of your dad. Because you know what? You have to uphold those family traditions of grandma's birthday checks. Because you know what? We rely on those checks. Okay?
I do. They don't come anymore.
They don't come, right? And you're like, wait a minute. I have to get on to my insurance and my grandma passed away. I mean, what am I supposed to live on? Like, what is my emergency fund?
It's got to come from my grandparents. Not that the check was huge or anything.
Oh, but I did get excited for it.
Yeah, of course. And so anyway, so then Jared's a little weird, whatever, I kept joking with my parents, with my mom. I love my dad, but, you know, my mom and I are tight. And I was like, and she's more fun on a trip. And I was like, well, I kept being like, see you in LA in 1 month for my birthday, 3 weeks for my birthday. Like every time we talked, I'm like, okay, I'll see you in 9 days. And she's like, Anna, stop getting your fucking hopes up, because I do this to myself. Like, get over it. I have plans. Yeah. I'm not going. My dad was like, I'm going to the Grateful Dead concert. And I was like, what? Apparently my dad's a deadhead. I learned a lot this week. And wow. My mom's like, he's been to over 100 Grateful Dead concerts. I'm like,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Who does he go with?
His friends. I don't know. I mean, my dad, you know, this makes sense. Like, he did a lot of drugs, and I guess that was a fun place to do it. But I was just like, what? So there was a Grateful Dead concert in Philly, like, the other night, last week. So he was like, she's coming with me. And I was like, no, she's not. Whatever. So I kept, like, joking. And then I said to you, I don't know if my mom's coming, but, like, she might be coming. And if so, she's going to have to stay with us. And mm-hmm. So you were warned by my, you know, predictions, my intuitions, I guess.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then Tuesday night, you had gone to do your shoot. And, like, Tuesday night, I forget what I had to do. I had to do an audition. I'm like all made up or whatever, which is great for the video. You know what I'm saying? And then I sit down to do a voiceover audition in my closet where I live. And the doorbell rings. And I was like, what? And I walk out of the room and Jared's got his phone out. He's filming. And I was like, oh,
clear.
No.
Indication.
Oh my god. And they pulled it off. I honestly, at that point, I wrote it off. You know what I mean? I was sort of like,
okay. Now it was just a running joke. Like, you weren't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Because when you answered the door, when you showed it on social, I was like, oh, she knew.
I did not know. I really was surprised. I was so like, wait, for real? My wishes came true? You know, not that Jared's not fun to hang out with on my birthday. We love Jared, but I kept being like, is my mom coming though? Like, I need my mom too.
I know. There is something about just like family coming to show up. Especially if it's like a travel a long way to get there, it means so much more.
So much. And it was also mm-hmm. funny because it was like, I had other plans scheduled for the week, but you abandon everything because you're on vacation now. Like, I was fully like, obviously. Oh, well, mom's in town. I guess I'm not going to do anything I was supposed to do.
Absolutely nothing. We chill. We make food together. Plans out the window. Yeah, it's shopping.
I said to Jared, I go, did you tell Andrea? And he was like, yeah, because I didn't want her to think I was such an asshole for being like, I'm so busy. You can't sleep here tonight. Like, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, this is all.
Yeah. Yeah, you felt so bad. He DM'd me on the lowdown, and I got this really long message, like, on my phone. It came up, and I was like, what is he DMing me about? Like, this is crazy. And I opened it up, and yeah, he gave me the whole thing. Like, I'm surprising Anna. She has no idea. Or actually, I think she might have an idea. But anyway, that's why I told you that you couldn't stay. And I was like, oh, my God. Don't even worry about it. But that was so funny. I was like, she better show up, though. Like, she better be coming now. Yeah.
Of course. And it was so fun. And I'm so glad you got to hang out with her. So she was like, she kept being like, I'm going to Anna's party. I'm like, Mom, it's not a real party. Like, I picked a bar and texted people, show up if you want. You know, like I wasn't, I didn't organize a party. There weren't appetizers. You know, it wasn't a thing. And she kept being like, yeah, we have Anna's party and this and that. And it was a crazy week. I'm so grateful, honestly, for everyone who came out, for you for coming out. You had a huge week of work. You had a busy ass week. And yet you showed up, you hung out with me and my mom, and, you know,
it was a good time. People.
It was a good time. It was really nice.
It was really good birthday. I love your friend, your like grade school friend. She is a booker, a comedy booker.
Oh, Carolyn. Yes. Oh, shout out to Carolyn Gittimer. Yes. And she wants to help us with our show. So that's awesome. She's so sweet. Carolyn is like just a good energy, good people.
Definitely good vibes. Because when I was talking to her, she talks so fast, but such interesting stories. She's like Michelle Collins, how she can make anything sound interesting. So she was just going on and on about the people she's met and the bookers and working for Fluffy and all these different comedians. And I was just I didn't say one word, and I was fully invested in the story. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I just sat with her for like 3 hours just talking about.
She's so funny. She'll like, and if we're like out together or something, and she'll be like, or if we're at a comedy show and she'll be like, Anna and I know each other from high school. She was the lead in Guys and Dolls and I was the backup dancer. And I'm like, stop introducing yourself like that.
She said that and I was dead. Because you know what? I love him. It's funny how, do you remember your friendship? Obviously, you remember it differently, but It's so funny when friends will choose that like one thing that happened, because yeah. my friend, like my best friend and I will be like, we have this like same story. And it's so funny because she'll always introduce it like that. And I'm like, did that mean that much to you back then?
Yeah. Always. There is something always. Negative that sticks that you're like, well, this is funny now. So we can yes. introduce, like, and I'm sure everybody listening has this person where you're like, remember when we hated each other in fourth grade and you like punched me in the face and then we were each other's bridesmaids? Like, ah, LOL. That's
so funny.
That's such a funny like bit.
It is. I had a best friend who we lost touch after high school because I had this one crush. Like I rarely had crushes, but I had one crush in high school, and I had a party at my house and she made out with the guy in my basement at my own party. Uh-oh. Where the plan was to make out with this guy, right? I had Uh-oh. The party so that I could make out with him. So she slept over that night because I had all my friends sleep over, and it was like World War III. Like I didn't even know how to be mad or bitchy to my friends, but I was like, literally, you're so mean. Like I can't even look at you. I was being so dramatic about it. And now, of course, like we made up and now it's the funniest story ever. Like, remember when you made out with Griffin in the basement? And then it's the best. It's true. You need to have those stories, though, as friends. It makes friendships stronger. It does.
It does. It definitely does. I mean, it's Allie. I talk about my first friend at camp. I talk about it in my show. I keep bringing up my show, but it's on my brain. But how we met, because we both drew a lot of dicks. Like,
wait, give the date again. Plug it again.
August 3rd at Joe's
Pub. It's on August 3rd. August 3rd, Joe's Pub. Everybody take a sip when she says August 3rd. I love it.
Yeah, this is a drinking game today. And so anyway, Allie and I were like both like advanced brains, you know, yeah. for 8-year-old little girls. Yeah. And so we knew how to draw penises, and that's how we bonded. And we always joke about that. How like literally I'd like go to her house in New York and like in the city, and we'd buy clay at like an art supply store, and we'd construct a toilet, and then we were like, LOL, let's put in like yellow food coloring with water and it's pee.
You were those kids.
Yeah. And then we'd draw like a dick like going into the, like, this was art. I just can't imagine, like, we were 40 pounds, you know, like 3 feet tall. How small are yeah. you when you're 8? Like, our parents
fully making
come home
abstract
and they're
like, schlong art.
Yeah. And we That's would do that in her kitchen, which is like, you know, anyone could show up there. She had 5 siblings. Like, I'm like, were they like, oh, Anna and Allison just, can you know, making some clay dicks again. I don't know what they're doing.
Back at it again.
Yeah. Oh my God. Shout out to Allison. I love her to death. And she's had a really hard week. A really, really hard week. And we have the same birthday week. She lost her dog. I can't go into the details right now, but it's a really sad week for us. And I felt so sad the last 2 days. So hug your dogs is all I'm trying to say. Everybody hug their dogs.
Seriously. It's losing a family member. It's the hardest.
It's worse. Yeah, I think worse. I'm going to go with worse. Anyway, yeah. let's bring us back up. Should I talk about my show again? No, just kidding. Third time's the charm, honey. Yes, back to my birthday.
Back to the birth. You didn't expect your mom coming?
No, not at all.
And then you guys did give me the full day, because I did want to hear about the show that you went to.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect her because I've seen her a lot lately. You know, I was in New York and Philly for like most of May. So when I'm like, yeah. my birthday's in 2 weeks, I'll see you there. She's like, Anna, I'm with you right now. Like, stop. She's a good mom. She's shown up in every city I've ever lived in.
See? Your parents. Okay. Oh, my parents picked me up from parties when I was in high school. Your mom does the same thing. That's showing up.
Yeah, but like just my mom, not my dad. I love my dad. And it was his birthday week, too. My dad's June 11th. So.
Well, that's why he's pissed. He wants to go to a Grateful Dead concert and celebrate his birth.
He had plans. He texted me, my real gift to you is sending your mom without me. And I was like, thanks, Dad. You knew exactly how to make it happen. No. So on my actual birthday, I'm like, what did I do? We went out every night. First of all, Tuesday night. I was like, I'm tired, Jared. I just want to like get food or like, you know, make something. And he was like, okay. He kept being like, we can do that. I guess we can do that. You know, whatever. Like, anyway, so we went out to dinner on Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Oh, we had plans to go out. Our plans got changed. We went to Sugarfish, and then we went to this cool wine bar that we really wanted to take her to. And then Thursday, the actual day of my birth, I'm like, what did I do? I worked out. We like didn't do anything in the morning. And then we went to Beverly Hills. I bought myself a pair of earrings myself because mom was a treat. But I always buy myself a birthday gift. Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Big yeah,
I buy
move.
Myself early birthday presents. I'm like, well, this will count as my birthday present.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to buy myself a birthday present this week. It's still happening. Is it Gemini season still? I think until tomorrow. Whatever. I didn't buy enough. That's why credit cards exist. No, but I think everybody who's listening to this podcast would agree. You buy yourself a birthday gift, right? I might take a poll on the Big Wigs Instagram, because I think that
it's yourself day.
Yeah, other people buy you gifts and that's so sweet and nice, but it's also really nice to be like, I earned this, I want to get this for myself. It can be small. It doesn't have to be a big major thing. I bought a pair of earrings.
I completely agree.
I bought a different earring and then it was like a cool cuff and it kept falling off, so I returned it for a pair of earrings. But we went to Beverly Hills, we walked around a little bit. We met my friends Taylor and Brittany, who you met at Liz's birthday. Yeah, my good friend. So Brittany's birthday is June 18th. A lot of people I like are last week have a birthday in June. It's
or do Geminis genuinely hang with Geminis?
Yeah, I think Geminis really like Geminis. It's like you but get I also each
do,
other.
Yeah, totally. I do also think that same signs attract same signs.
Do like, they?
Signs attract. Because I have a lot of friends that are Leos and Virgos, which are right around my birthday. And then I would say, yeah.
I learned, did I tell you this? I learned that my rising sign, do you know your rising sign?
Okay. I just found my birth certificate because you have to have the time of your birth in order to get those signs. Let's go into it because I got my birth certificate right here.
Oh my God.
But I don't know my rising. I already forget it.
You forgot the time? Well, I knew the time because I was born on 6/15, which is June 15th, but I was born at 5/16 on 6/15. So my mom always like, she said it like a poem to me growing up. Like, you were born at 5/16 on 6/15. And then we won't say the year because you guys can't know that. But you have to know. Yeah. So you have to know the time you were born. Because our friend Dana, I had coffee with her and she was all like, what is your rising sign? Because she's like, your sign is one thing, but what's your rising sign? Because that's
knows everything about. Right, right, right.
That's what you present as. And I was like, huh? And I looked it up and I thought there was a glitch on whatever like janky website I'm like typing it into in my phone because it said Gemini. And I was like, wait, you can be a Gemini with a Gemini rising. And I don't want to brag too hard, but yes, I am a double Gemini. I'm a Gemini with a Gemini rising with a Libra moon. You're looking at me like everything I just said to you makes sense. Like you're like, I am evaluating her like a burger I'm about to bite into or something. Like if you guys could watch this on YouTube, which you might be able to, the response, she goes, wait, what? Let me just tell you. I'm not the only double Gemini.
I was waiting for you to say Libra, but also hearing Gemini, I actually was just shit my pants. I don't even know what it means, but you got double Gemini. I was like, oh shit. Okay,
that means there's four of me because there's four of me.
See, that is so scary. Okay, okay.
Miranda, that's why I do all these things.
oh my God.
Wait, so... Oh, here's God. The thing. You know when you like look this shit up and they tell you like celebrities with the same signs as you. Guess who was number one on the list of Gemini with a Gemini rising? Did I tell you
I'm
this?
You didn't tell me this. I'm going to say Cynthia Nixon.
I was going to say, you're going to guess a celebrity? Go you. Go off, girl.
Okay, I'm guessing. You know I'm down to guess.
It's the Unabomber. Number one on the list. I was like, oh shit, I guess my thoughts are all confirmed now. The Unabomber and I share the same signs. No big deal. Sorry, that's a huge big wig brag, guys.
That's so
everybody cover your ears.
It's just like not what I thought.
Don't worry, Gene Wilder was also on that list. Okay, Willy Wonka, America's favorite.
Willy Wonka, the actor that played Willy Wonka, or just like the fictional
Gene
Willy
Wilder.
Wonka?
No, Gene Wilder, who played Willy Wonka, the OG. He was a talented guy, so
we love Gene the Gemini. Let me tell you. Oh my God, that's one of the most wow.
Listen, you're playing with fire. If you're here, you're playing with fire. Although, wait, is Gemini? Yeah, Gemini's an air sign. So if you're playing with fire, and all I got to say is watch the fuck out. But also, your Geminis, they say, we are good friends. We are the ones that people go to to talk about anything. Like, and it's true. I can be in a room and I can befriend anyone. I don't care. You know me. I like to make prank phone calls and make them my best friend. We have to do another one of those. But
we do. Oh my God. Speaking of prank calls. That's actually hysterical. I mean, why wouldn't they put Gene Wilder at the top? They just had number one in relation to your signs, the uniform.
Yeah. I guess he made more of a unfortunate impact. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were like, we can't put the Unabomber at number 7. That's kind of an eyesore. Let's just stick him at the top, get it over with, and then you'll redeem it by looking down the list and you're like, oh, look, Gene Wilder. Oh, what a fun movie, you know? Mm-hmm. What a fun career he had. Wait, so what time were you born?
I need to look at those signs. I was just thinking of what I was trying to get my thoughts together. That's why I was like spacing out. But the only person I know, because I don't know my rising, I forgot already, but I have the same birthday as Fidel Castro.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we're really just like quite the pair.
Hot and the dictator. Heavy and hot. Well, NPH and I have the same birthday. And when I got to host with him, that was the first thing I said to him. I was like, okay, this might sound weird, but you know how like, if you Google like my birthday and it'll show you celebrities that have your birthday. I was like, we have the same birthday. And he was like, oh my God, birthday twins. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Love you.
Love that.
It was fun.
Birthday twins.
I was like, do I sound like a stalker? Kind of. But today we're working together. So it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. No, that's totally fine. If you're working, if you're in the same room by professional matters, that's totally acceptable. Yeah. Wait, but were I think you born 6:15 p.m.?
No, 5:16 a.m. on
5:16 a.m. Okay. Yeah.
I thought I was always looking it up. You got to type in a year. It was like the time, the date, the year, and the locate the city you were born in.
The city matters?
That apparently they cared that I was born in Philadelphia. I don't know. Unless I went on some really stupid website, but that's
well, everybody's been using what do they use? Everyone uses this app. You probably used CoStar it too, I'm sure. CoStar, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that. But I just Googled what is my rising sign, and you know, whatever came up first, whoever paid to be up there was what I typed it into.
We would assume. Yeah, I thought I was always bored my whole life. I went through my whole life thinking I was a morning baby. I was like, oh my God, I'm just a morning person. No, I just found my birth certificate. I was born at 6:25 p.m.
Oh.
I just waltzed in on the evening. So I'll have an update for you guys. I need to look up my rising and my falling.
Yes.
Whatever
yes,
it yes. is.
See, I don't think your time that you're born has to do with you. I'm not a morning person, but I was born in the morning.
That's true.
I'm the opposite, but maybe that's just the Gemini in me. You know what I mean? Like, wow, born in the morning, she likes the night.
Flip-flopping around.
We need some people. If any of you listeners are really good at astrology, we need some people to weigh in on this because, A, you probably have thoughts about a double Gemini. B, we clearly need to educate ourselves more if we're going to talk about it.
I know, right? Send a DM, send an audio message to the Big Wigs page because I just want to know your thoughts on a double Gemini. Because to me, it just has... Two people, because that's right, Gemini, four. A two person, so four people. That just means more people to me.
Basically, like remember in Willy Wonka when the four grandparents share one bed and they all sleep like head to toe? That's like my brain. You know what I mean? Like we all disagree, but we all are like, we love each other. We're staying in the same bed, but we got different opinions. And one of us is going to go to that Willy Wonka house. And we're going to draw straws. And only one of you.
Draw straws.
The rest of us are going to stay in bed. Oh, yes. My God.
Actually, that does describe you very well. Like you in a movie scene. That's great. Because you're still going to get the job done. You're still going to have fun. But then you do need that rest and relaxation time. Yeah. For sure. The downtime is necessary.
Downtime is totally necessary. Also, I got to say, side note, the sun is shining in Los Angeles. Oh.
Look at L.A. Because when I was there, it was gloom and doom, except for one day.
I know. The last day when we drove my mom to the airport on Saturday, the sun started to come out. I got to be honest. I am a different person. You know, of those grandparents, I don't know. I'm the nicest one when the sun comes out. It's really crazy. But having so many days of gray, you're like, wow, I'm just so grateful to see that sun.
Yeah, seriously. But LA's been going through some type of climate spell. I don't know.
They call it June gloom.
Oh, June gloom. There's a name for it?
Yeah. It's been a thing. I know.
Because, like, what's the dealio? Because, I mean, I remember living there, and I did feel like it was gloomy a lot of the time. And it's not even that overcast haze because of the pollution. It's just cloudy. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. June so, like, gloom, I didn't really enjoy it.
But I think there's other names for other months because it's been gloomy for other months. May, for gray, June, oh, yeah, gloom. Yeah. I don't know. I think, really, we're just trying to come up with cute, fun little names for extended seasonal depression.
Periods,
you know what I mean?
Of darkness. Yeah. You're just trying to make a fun little name on it.
Regular depression, you know? Doesn't even have to do with the season. Just knowing it's gray, I'm going to be sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely, completely. I can't say what show it is, but I was doing a show and we had to do Man on the Street. So it was for five
Ted
straight
Lasso.
Days, guys. I was doing Man on the Street.
Dre's the new Man on the Street for Ted Lasso.
That would be a bigger paycheck than what I received. I'm not upset about the paycheck. Thank you for booking me. But it is always hard because they did think for the time being I was an LA hire, which is why they didn't offer a hotel.
Yeah. Tough.
Which it's tough. You know, we got to be in multiple. When you buy coastal, you really do have to be like, I'm available on any coast you want me. Just tell me where to be. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm doing. So... yeah, but I'll be able to have more news on the show, what it's called, but it will be on Fubo TV, which is ironic because I always used to make fun of Fubo TV really just because of the name. It reminded me of Fubo.
Pluto.
So I used to say there's Fubo TV and then there's Pluto TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's both. Because I thought you said it was Pluto because I have a show coming out on some of those channels, too.
Look, they're trying to beef it up. OK, Pluto and Fubo are out here on the streets trying to beef up their original content. And that's exactly what we're here to do.
Yep.
So
it's okay. Watch out. Big Wigs could show up on a Fubo sometime. You know what I mean?
Hey,
this deserves to
I'm
be a
not,
live
not
show.
About it. Yeah, absolutely. Deserves. Absolutely. So still honestly, don't sleep on Fubo because our shows are coming out.
I want to manifest for us right now, live on air. I sent you a text because I saw that Alex Cooper of Call Her Daddy launched her own network. And I'm like, oh my God, let's get on the Call Her Daddy network. How
oh, yeah, you
fucking
did.
Cool would that be?
But then I wrote back to you and I said, we're not raunchy enough. Although she has elevated the show from just raunchy Call Her Daddy.
Oh, 1,000%. Her interviews, I mean, like, you want me to get raunchy? I will. But her interviews, I don't think she's looking for exactly her type of show. I think she, as
no,
a network,
absolutely.
she'll want a whole bunch. And maybe she'll want us, you know? Dalsky. You never
know.
I'm
not against it. I would like to be a part of the father crew.
I would too. Okay, we got huge news. At my birthday, I'm going to set the scene. We're at the bar. Andrea comes after her job. She had, you know, drinks with her crew. She comes to the bar where I'm having my birthday. We're sitting down. And what do you know, blows up on the internet while we're together. Kourtney Kardashian is at the Blink-182 concert in Los Angeles, feet away from us. Holding up the sign, reenacting the All the Small Things video from 100 years ago, saying, Travis, I'm pregnant. And we are told this information at my birthday party, which was just a
well, Anna's
and a half.
Just sitting there. You were trying to take pictures with Jared and you guys are like trying to be cute. And honestly, you were getting really cute.
Oh my God,
pics.
Who took those photos? I never got those photos. My mom?
Either your mom or the guy that was sitting next to your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to hit him up for those. Yeah. Anyway,
gotta get those tics.
My friend John. I'm like, I wouldn't let my mom take photos like that. She's terrible at it.
She was just across from you. So it was the guy next to your mom who I never really got to talk to. What was his name?
My friend John.
John.
He's a very funny guy. Does a lot of comedy. Yeah.
John. So he was taking pictures.
Yeah.
Next time. So I was checking Uber prices because at that point I had hit a wall. I was like, oh, I'm falling fast. But of course, before you hit Uber, you check Instagram because that's just where your finger naturally goes to. You just
absolutely
hit Instagram, obviously. So I was just checking Instagram. The first thing that comes up is Kourtney holding up the sign that says, Travis, I'm pregnant. Immediately choked. I was like, this is not real. We are living in a simulation.
I know
they were trying to get pregnant, but not now. This is what? Like, I just wasn't expecting it to see it this way.
Yeah.
So I show you and I just like can't even believe it. And yeah, we both are freaking out. We're both
and
just.
And then I don't know where the video is. Maybe she posted it. My friend Carolyn was like, do them right now. I was like, I'm not wigged. I can't go into Chris without my wig.
We all know I do a better job
we're not
with
in
my wig.
And then It was just like everywhere. That video was everywhere.
Everywhere.
But we have to talk about one thing that, made me laugh is everybody was like online. All the comments were like, I can't believe this is how she told him. Then we saw the photos of her and we're like, this isn't how she told him.
I'll give you my first thought.
Yes.
When I first saw the sign, I actually did think, oh my God, she's announcing to him. Because in our mind on social media, we're seeing her face. We're seeing her body. We think it's just like throwback pictures, which I realized she was posting like, oh, back in Positano in 2019. Throwback photos. So we don't see her pregnant body. Then when she actually showed her the actual Instagram announcement, she had a massive belly, like at least a 5 month, 6 month belly.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, it all makes sense now. But people are just so quick to automatically assume the storyline, like they know the storyline. So at first, I'll admit, I thought she was announcing to him too. But turns out this is just their fun way of announcing it to us.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I didn't think so because of his reaction. And I feel like he's a very emotional person. And from what I've seen from the two of them, like he is just like with her there by her side. And he kind of just like got up and he was like, oh, and then he like walked over and the band was joking like they're going to make out. They're going to make out now. And I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, so everyone was in on this. Like they all knew this was just their fun announcement, which can I just say way classier than photo shoot announcements where it's just like, I don't know. I just like, I thought it was a really fun way to announce it. I thought it was like with the throwback to the poster. It was very fun for me. I enjoyed it a lot. I loved it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say, I think it was classy, but I wouldn't say for me, it was just so fun. Like I just was like, thank you for making it fun for the audience. Like it is your job as a celeb to do it up, to have the most outrageous parties, to celebrate Valentine's Day with a bajillion dozen roses. This is how you do a baby announcement.
I guess if you're a Kardashian, yes.
If you're a Kardashian, right. I'm speaking in Kardash terms. And then on top of that, remember when we kind of down-talked Lindsay Lohan's baby announcement? It was a picture of a baby onesie that said coming soon.
Yeah. But that was like regular person posts. That was
a regular decula. I said, what's the excitement on that? That's just kind of lame-o stamo. I love Lindsay. I'm very excited for her, but it just wasn't the announcement we were expecting. This is how you do it. It's personalized. Yeah. It goes back to Travis's old video, which honestly, I still haven't watched the music video, which this is referencing. I just saw the scene.
This is why I'm 26 and you're 14. All the small things.
I don't even remember. That's the All the Small Things video?
I'm pretty sure it's from All the Small Things video.
Holy smokes.
I think. If I'm wrong, Jared will correct us, right? What is he? He's the podcast police.
Oh, yeah. He'll be here. He's the resident fact checker / Sunset Boy.
Sunset Boy. Wait, I'm dead. No, I thought it was really fun. But, you know, thinking now about the Lindsay thing compared to this, like Lindsay's not, I guess she has dabbled, but she's not like a reality star where she puts every moment of her life on a show. She's, you know, more of in the acting world. So it almost makes sense. Like it'd be even weirder if we saw Lindsay like at a supermarket, like holding up a sign, like I'm pregnant. Like we'd be like, is she okay? Like this is a very out of character. This was so like designed for that world, for like, you know, the reality, the Kardashian world. So,
oh yeah,
I loved it. I loved it. Stay tuned, guys, because I'm going to make Andrea do a video with me about it because it's still hot news.
You hit me up and I was, oh my God, it's the hottest of news. It's
the hottest of news.
Travis baby announcement and the Titanic submarine that is absolutely MIA.
Can we get into this? Because literally that is my Instagram and TikTok feed right now is Titanic videos followed by like Travis is pregnant. Followed by food, because I always get food.
That is the only thing I am seeing. Not a smitten more of news. I went to
this
like
this is
YouTube.
Old news for just, you guys.
Oh yeah,
I was just gonna say this is old news for you at this point. But if you're listening and you're like, what are they talking about? There's this submarine that very rich billionaires can sign up to do because it costs $250,000 to get a ticket to go on the submarine. I think it's only five to seven people or something that can go. Five people are on it, and you can go down into the dark waters where the Titanic remains are and tour it. Although, you still see it on a screen. You're still in a submarine. You're not like, there's no like clear windows where you're like, wow, let's take a look at the view or anything. And what happened was, I guess a couple days ago, it went missing 2 hours after it went down. Crazy.
I'm not even laughing. I'm just laughing at the absolute insanity. Well, if those people are still alive, they have less than 24 hours of oxygen left. So automatically they're panicking. They're using more oxygen than even they have at their disposal. But also if they went missing 2 hours after, I mean, the main theory is that it completely combusted and it's just a smash of smithereens under the pressure.
Which is, I mean, I have seen a lot of jokes, you know, if you're a comedian, you're going to find a way to make a joke about this. It's not funny to joke at someone's, you know, life and expense like that, but
of course not.
But I have seen some pretty badass jokes about it where I'm like, because like, who the fuck, first of all, like $250,000 to put yourself in that kind of danger to go down to look at the Titanic. Like, watch the fucking movie. You know what I mean?
That is exactly what I was sitting on the toilet and I was thinking about, would I ever, if given the opportunity, go down into the depths? It's in a submarine. You're watching it on a screen. Like you said, you don't even get to be scuba diving around it. It's the same experience to just watch it in a better storyline and the movie.
Yeah, honestly, with 250K, couldn't you build like a bigger theater in your home and just like have and like build the Titanic? Like you could remake the whatever's down there.
Oh my God, you could make an entire simulation. You could get a 3D printer and make your own Titanic. You could build an aquarium in your mansion of a house. And what is blowing my mind, it's three people. One of them was an ex-Marine. One of them is the guy that owns this insane business that does the submarine tours. And then another one is another specialist. And then the only two tourists on there is a man, a wealthy Saudi Arabian man, and his son. So their combined ticket is $500,000. You're telling
me? I was going to say, who's the guy who his stepson went to the Blink-182 concert? You saw this, right?
The one, I don't know who that is because they're telling me that it's only five people. They're reporting it's five people on it. So one of the guys, I guess maybe one of the other maybe investors of the.
Yeah, one of the guys on it, his stepson,
one of the guys on it,
publicly went told people in an interview about this, that he went to the Blink-182 concert in San Diego that night that they were missing, which is just the fact that this is news and that this kid shared this information.
Yeah.
It's like, and did you see Cardi B's response? Because I shared it today. It was
so
hilarious. Cardi is now in on this. And she is like, what the fuck? She's basically like, no, I'm sorry. When your family member goes missing, you better be home waiting by the phone. You are not going to be out dancing at a concert. You know, no disrespect. This has nothing to do with Blink. You know, they had a concert. The show must go on. But
no disrespect to Blink. Or you just don't show it. How close? We don't know how close this stepson is to his stepfather. You know, this relationship of stepson, stepfather, we don't really know. There's obviously 3 degrees of separation there. So clearly they could have a absolutely terrible relationship. But I think it's funny that this kid is using this as bait to talk about it on social.
So fucking, he tells us, funny.
He's going to the concert. He's like, I know I should be home, but I'd rather go to this concert. It was already scheduled.
He'd want me to go.
He would want me to be enjoying myself. I'm sure that's what he's thinking while he's thousands of meters below the sea. And then he also was trying to slide into an OnlyFans model's DMs.
Oh, okay. He's using this for a little fame, you know, a little more. I don't know. I saw his photo, you know, that guy.
Yeah,
I could see him sliding into some DMs of some OnlyFans girls. But wait, I wanted to say one more thing about it. This reminded me of Richie Rich. Have you ever seen Richie Rich, the movie? Don't tell me you've never seen Richie Rich with Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, because it's the same story. Richie Rich, he's fucking
been
rich.
Years.
And the parents are missing on a plane because their plane crashes and they're missing. And he has a really fun fucking week with all his friends that he makes, you know?
Doesn't he end up in the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, I don't know. No, because they're in California. No, they go to... Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
I think they end up in Mount Rushmore. Yes.
Okay.
Because they have their own Mount Richmore or something. He's like, you know, they're rich. But Richie Rich is like fucking on roller coasters. You know, he's got his own McDonald's. He is living the life while they're missing. So maybe this kid took, you know, a note and it was like, you know what? I'm going to the Blink-182 concert. Okay. If he shows up, amazing. If he doesn't, I'm going to dance the night away. I don't know.
Yes. Well, I Yeah, you should carry on. I don't know. I what take, would I do if I take, it was obviously my brother. You may not agree, but you best believe it's my I wrote a list of things that I thought were concerning about the submarine.
Oh,
prior.
Wow. Do share.
Okay, it's not.
Do share with the class.
It's she like, wrote a list. I wrote a list. All right. Number one.
Yeah, please share it as Teresa. Teresa, what are your thoughts on this submarine?
We already said number one, which is why wouldn't you just watch the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
Number two, have you seen the inside of the submarine? There's one control button, and then the person that's steering has, it looks like a Xbox controller. That's what the controller.
Oh yeah, they said it was a $29.99 controller, like it actually was.
What the hell is that? If I went into the submarine and they're like, we've done this trip over 200 times, but here's the list of all the possible dangers. One, we could smash into smithereens. Two, we could lose radar. And also this entire submarine that we're going to go below the surface is all controlled by an Xbox controller, which we've finagled, and it's definitely high tech. I would take one look at that thing and be like, see you later.
If I was the tour guide, I'd be like, so if we don't see anything and this thing sucks, we're all playing Mario Kart.
I hope.
In my brain, it's an N64 controller. Okay. Just live with me for a moment.
They need the little Wii controllers with the wheels, like the full on Mario Kart experience. If so they don't crazy. Have some type of edibles or psychedelics on this submarine, I mean help them out. That's the only way I would be able to survive, is if somebody, and I thought I was just in a full simulation, because that the space of the submarine,
yeah,
so tiny, I would just need to be on some eddies, and I would just be having a good time before our luck runs out, because they have legit like 3 days in this submarine before their oxygen runs out. Now no they have way. 24 hours.
You know what scared me though? Sorry, we're going back to it. You know what scared me the most is like the search teams have said, have you heard about the banging? Like every 30 minutes they hear
the
banging. What the fuck?
Okay,
people are banging
updates. Yeah, what are these updates though? I mean, the headlines, I guess it's so hard to condense down all of their findings with like a tiny little headline, but all it says is 30 minute increment banging. You mean they're all synchronized banging on the submarine, and that's how we're getting the sound waves?
Every 30 minutes? No, something's up.
Something's afoot. I got some conspiracies. One, the rich Saudi father and his son took out a life insurance policy on the mother. So, no, on them. So when they die, they're just... The Saudi has another submarine that already went down, and it's going to swallow up this submarine. They're safe.
Oh, my God.
And they're just going to all be reported dead, and they're just going to come back alive but be in disguise. And then they get the insurance money. Or somebody's got a hitman out for them, and then they just all disappeared.
No.
I don't know.
Trey or James Cameron is like, yo, I could do a sequel.
Oh, my God. James Cameron, this is all part of a written plan.
So
they're gonna make a movie. No, but like to the point where now we're just trying to be funny because we feel so bad for these people, and we hope to God that they're rescued, because I can't even imagine the panic that they're in.
I know. I also want to hear what happened. Like, we're also invested in it that it's like they better fucking find them, because we need the stories. We need to hear, hey, how did this happen? I don't know. Can it combust like that, though? That's the scary thing. Like, can it just, like, blow up in the water like that? I sound so naive, but I really don't know.
Does a wrong turn. I mean, I have been fully invested. I have nothing on my story, Instagram story. That's when you know I've just been deep diving into the TikToks. It's supposed to go into a corkscrew rotation when it goes up and down, because that's the only way to avoid the certain pressures. So if it doesn't follow this path, it could be swept up in deep sea
currents.
Currents, or it makes a wrong turn and it hits the pressure at the wrong point and it would be smashed. But it's made of NASA aluminum and titanium and all these different products that were like checked by NASA. So you think that it would be ready for these type of conditions. But all I'm saying is you won't be finding me in the depths of the Titanic.
No.
I can see it from the screen.
If someone's like, here's $250,000, but you have to do something fun with it.
Girl, I would be snorkeling. I would be skydiving. I would be parachuting.
Oh, I wouldn't be doing any of those things, but I'd be walking around a really nice city somewhere. You know,
I would be on the shores of Mykonos. I would, yeah, we would travel.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we would travel. Just not like under deep sea conditions. You know what I'm saying?
Very few people have been down there. So it is, once you have that much money, what do you do with it? You're like, well, we've covered all the rest. So
crazy. Wait, I want to cover something because it's a very huge week. So many shows are coming out this week that we are going to probably do a second episode where we just talk about all of the shows. But I just want to...
Not probably. It's determined.
Is it? Okay. Okay. I was like, I hope so. We do. Yeah.
I mean, I've been so out of it after last week that I'm just like, somebody take the wheel. So good. But we'll do it. We'll do it. I'll be here.
Tomorrow, which is when this episode's going to drop. So today, Thursday, we've got And Just Like That, season two. We've got The Bear, season two. And then very funny, there's other stuff coming out tomorrow, but Kim Cattrall's show on Netflix, Glamorous, also drops tomorrow, which I thought was what a PR move, huh? What a move.
I live for it.
To have Kim Cattrall's new show dangle. Oh, June 22nd, same day as And Just Like That season two. And you know there's like a little bit of a competitiveness because also Cynthia Nixon joins TikTok today, the day before, which is just like heaven for me, you know what I mean? Like, she recreated one of the scenes from Sex and the City, and it's like beyond. And I'm like, how do I even approach this as Steve? You know, this is like a yeah, huge day for Steve in TikTok world.
Oh wow, Steve's having a heyday.
Yeah. Also, Steve, David Eigenberg. Can I just say, because you guys all know my secret that we're friends now? He's in LA because my friend sent me a screenshot on Facebook of like someone's at lunch with him in LA, and he's like, and the caption is like, "It's such a better day when David's here." And I was like, "He's here? Where do I go?
Where was the sighting? Jones on 3rd.
No, it was like a real restaurant. I'm like, where do I go? Not that Jones isn't a real restaurant, but you know what I mean. It wasn't like a cafe where you order at the counter. It was like,
sit
down. Who knows? Maybe it was Jones on 3rd. No, it didn't look like it. It had too much green. But I was like, oh my God. I got to go find him.
Yeah, there could be a couple ones. I'm like, Ciccone's. I'm naming the 10 LA spots I know.
He wouldn't go. I feel like he's not a Ciccone's kind of guy.
Yeah, it's too seamy there. There's like the people that want to be seen go to Ciccone's, aka I just go for the food. The food's actually delicious.
Well, I was doing a little Sex and the City research because I put out an article and on katiekirkmedia.com. And how fancy does that sound? How badass is that? And that was at my Ina Garden. How bad is that? And
I
decided in my, you know, while I was writing or whatever, I put a little poll out on Instagram, and I said Team Big. I said, in honor of, you know, this week's new season of And Just Like That, Team Big versus Team Aiden. And then I added in Alexander Petrovsky. Okay.
Which was like a dead giveaway for like, you know. Right.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, Jared voted for him because he hates everyone and Carrie and was like, I'm picking him. And I was like, okay. Thank you for making this 2%, you and two other people. And then I didn't say my opinion on it. And I've talked about this publicly before, but then a couple, you know, hours later, I was like, by the way, bitches, I am Team Big. And you DM'd me. I'm like waiting for Dre. I'm like, she DMs me and was like, what? And I was like, wow.
We can't be Team Big or Team Carrie. It's always Team Aiden. He's the most American, perfect, hardy construction man with a dog. He's so wholesome. He's so wholesome and hot. Big is just this user. Carrie doesn't know what she wants. Why would you ever be Team Big?
Here's the thing. In the show, and I just felt like nobody ever matched Big's energy with Carrie. Okay. She's not a good girlfriend. She's not a good person really in relationships. That's why she's always searching for love. Is she kind of fucks up a lot of these relationships, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But he's not fully committed either. They kind of balance each other out in a fucked up way. So yeah. I always think it's Big, you know, like when they got together in the movie, I was like, absolutely, this makes so much sense. It's always been Big. He's always been the guy that she falls back to, that she compares everyone to, that will never live up to Big in her mind, even if he's not a great guy, even if she sucks. it's still like he's the one in the shining armor. Aiden mm-hmm. comes in, and Aiden is good on paper, but I never thought they had a connection. I find him to be like almost irritating as a boyfriend. Like I'm like, I don't want someone who's just like there and like it's so in her face. I don't know. I just never felt so but people are very strongly team Aiden. And I definitely lost some followers over this because I had a lot of anger come at me. And I'm like, please stop. I can't mentally afford, you know, I don't want to lose more followers because of something like this. We're all sharing, you know.
And I was trying to say it in a more poetic way. She's like, I don't want to just,
I was like, please don't unfollow me because you're team Aiden. But Aiden is in the new season, and that's mostly because they killed off Big. So they were like, we got to give him someone.
I know. He's probably going to kill him off too. I guess yeah. I see what you're saying about the energy and how they actually do match each other. I was hopeful that Carrie would see the good in Aiden and just say like, wow, this guy's actually here to support me. This guy forgives me when I lose his dog. This guy just wants the best for me in my apartment and my life. And Big just kind of
returned the ring, got a new ring because Samantha called him up and was like, yo, you cannot propose to her with that ugly ass ring. You got to get her a different one.
You see? The adjustments that were made, I just saw the good in him. But for Big, I just always felt like Carrie was just another one on the bedpost. He just mm-hmm. saw her as a notch, saw her as an accessory. And then when he got what he needed and it was over, it was done. He just kind of used her as a disposable.
I guess that Paris episode really hit hard for me. And so that's why I always want them to be together, because if you're going to go to Paris and find her on the bridge and kiss her there, I mean, it's the same story. It's the same as Something's Gotta Give.
I was thinking about it. I know.
It's the same scene. Yeah. But I will say, I like to say, you know, people grow and people grow. You know, that scene in Bride's where she's like, I don't think people change. No, I think they grow and they change.
People grow.
No.
You love that scene.
I love it.
I think
it
we need like a t-shirt of that because we'll reference it all the time.
Yes. But people I was going to say, I'm curious to see in this new season of And Just Like That, how has Aiden grown as a person? Because like he pops in, you know, he's in the second movie too. And they have this whole like love affair in the second movie. So like he keeps showing up. Like, is he going to show up in a way where we're like, oh, thank God he's here? Because she hasn't had like, you know, since Big, I feel like she hasn't really had much in this last season, you know, like
nothing but her podcast that we had to watch.
Yeah.
Sleep through.
Oh my God. Did you read that article? You guys, everybody read that article on with Sarah Ramirez. I say her name wrong. I say Sarah Ramirez, but I think it's Sara Ramirez. I don't know how to say it.
Okay. Well. Ilaria.
I'm so sorry, but yeah.
It's Sara.
But because I said Sarah Ramirez and someone corrected me once and I was like, how do you expect me, Anna Roisman, to say it like that? My sister's name is Sarah. Like what? But
sorry.
There was an article. I want to say it's in The Cut or New York Times. There's a big article out with them. I'm so sorry. And talking about like the new season with Che Diaz and this character and like how Che Diaz are you in real life. And like it's very funny because it sounds like they wrote Che Diaz for this actress, but like
totally.
But like they deny that they are at all similar. This article is very interesting. You have to read it because ballsy of the person who wrote it, because I forget her name. I should have found the author's name before I brought it up, but I wasn't even going to bring it up. But they like kind of call them out and they're like, okay, so they're saying they're not like Che Diaz, but this is how their Instagram profile reads. And this is this. And it's a very interesting.
That is ballsy. I wouldn't want to get on Che's bad side.
Mm-mm. But it's but all I know is everybody talks about how Miranda's going to wear a strap on in this season. I cannot wait. Like, I literally can't wait to just watch it all. I think Nicole's going to come watch it with me. Our friend Nicole Travolta is going to come watch the
I'll the show come to the watch me. Party because I have to cringe watch with you guys because I know Nicole cringe watches it. I cringe.
Everyone does.
Oh, the fingering. No. I like couldn't look away, but I also couldn't watch. I was like, oh my God, stop.
That was my best video where I pretended Steve was in the room and I was like, Miranda, is this what you like? I've never seen you so hot.
It was so ridiculous. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Anyway,
so good.
Can't wait. We're going to have so much to talk about. So anyway, we'll recap some stuff. Also, Kardashians have been out, and people keep tagging me, you know, they'll comment on our videos and they'll say, "Oh my God, you guys have to recreate this. You have to recreate this." So I started watching the new season. I think I'm caught up. I will say I'm a little bored, but we'll talk more about that when we recap.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely get into it. I know it's such a different, it's different content now. Now it's just about running their business. And if anybody has an illness that's scary, like they really hone in on that. And I truly miss the Chris owning a chicken coop days. Like I'll always go back to that because I think that was just peak content. And I love random, the episode where Brody.
The random storylines.
The random storylines. I know. And it's like, how much of that can they do? They had Kris Jenner go to a weed store and like pick up edibles. That was the most recent, like silly thing they did.
Best episode.
They used to just have so many funny little things. And Brody Jenner, he used to be, you know, a common character in the show. I mean, that early seasons, right?
Yeah. He's not in
it. I just saw today his gorgeous surfer girlfriend. She's pregnant. And at the baby shower, he proposed. Cutest thing ever. I'm like, finally, somebody was able to tie down Mr. Broads. You want to talk about somebody like Mr. Big? It's always been Brody Jenner who just like nobody can tie down. Wow. He was a serial dater.
Yeah, he was. He was with what's her face forever on and off, right? Cavalier. Kristen.
Yeah.
Back in the Hills days or Laguna Beach days?
Yeah, like way back in the day. And then he just dated a long list of like really cute, like cool LA type girls. Hot, you know, blondes, brunettes. And this girl is actually, she's a surfer. I like this new exotic.
Is that exotic in LA to be a surfer? I was like, I think it's pretty.
She's, well, her background is pretty exotic. It's not his typical just white LA girl.
Got it. I don't know anything about them, but I always found him to be very attractive.
Me too.
Brody's hot.
I'll tell you what. Brody's freaking hot. Yeah, I have no updates other than this one story I had to share with you guys. It was back to my man on the street, and then I'm done. And then I have no other energy.
Wow. She's quitting. Okay. Don't I'm quit out. Yet. We're going to do a Big Wig Bites.
We're taking those big...
Oh, I went to Whole Foods yesterday and I got these.
Are you doing your Big Wig Bite? Hold on. No, this doesn't count.
The cheese section, obviously. I was always drawn to it. I got the little Cornerstone pickles. It's the self-serve pickle.
Yeah, of
the
course.
Whole pickle bar. And then I got the really aged Gouda bites. They're just like little cubed bites. They already cube them up. It comes in a little container. It's just perfect little snack on the go. You just eat a little Cornerstone and then you eat a little Gouda bite.
Love it.
It's perfect. It's a simple Big Wig Bite of the Week.
Okay.
Let's do your Bite of the Week because we're already, I don't want to like interrupt our Bites of the Weeks.
Shout out to that sound, huh? Big Wig Bites of the Week. Let me play it again. Big Wig Bites of the Week.
We're taking those big wig bites.
Okay, cute. Very cute. We love it.
Love.
First of all, my mouth is watering because I love nothing more than pickles. And just the fact that you said Cornichon, I'm like, ooh, I could go for one of those right now. Oh my God. So good. I bought actually a big jar of bread and butter pickles that I've been putting on everything this week. And like, you could just, those go down. You know what I mean? Because we have burgers. So I like bought them. My Big Wig Bite of the Week. I've got a really fancy Big Wig Bite of the Week. My birthday dinner, we went to Mother Wolf in Hollywood. And it's such a good restaurant. It really took me back to Italy. Like full Roman pastas. And like, you know, you can say, oh, this place has great pastas. This place, the pastas were out of this fucking world. I am not kidding you. We had some kind of cacio e pepe, but it was elevated. Not prosciutto, but like some pork on top. I want to say like a bacon, but it wasn't. It's what are they? My brain is blank.
Oh my God.
And I'm talking about it and I'm like salivating.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Pork moment on top.
Yeah.
Guanciale. Maybe that's the right word.
That is one of them. But then there's also.
Oh my God. Pancetta.
Jared fact checker.
A little pancetta. That's how what's her face used to always say it. Pancetta. But
who are you speaking about?
From Food Network. I can't remember
Ray.
No,
the hot Italian one. The hot Italian one.
When she'd be like pancetta, and you're pancetta. Like, okay, Giada is who I'm talking about.
Giada. Oh my God, Giada at home, just like the Giada De Laurentiis, Italian cook.
Okay, so it was like a cacio e pepe elevated with this like pancetta and and so fava beans on top. Ooh. And I fucking love fava beans, and it's fava bean season, so it was heaven.
What?
Yeah. And then we had like this like spicy.
How do you even know that? Is that just summertime?
I know these things because I worked in fine dining for a long time. So, you know, it's squash blossom season.
The title of this is fava bean season.
Fava bean season, baby. But it's also squash blossom season. You'll see them on a ton of menus right now. You know that. It's asparagus season. It's stone fruit season. You know the seasons.
Stone fruit? Not really. When is it kumquat season?
I don't know. Kumquats are like a citrus fruit. I don't know if they have. Yeah. Whenever oranges are in season, winter. But stone fruits, I mean, we're on the cusp.
I mean,
we're on the cusp. You know, I've gotten a couple peaches, a plum. They're a little small. They're going to get a little plumper as the season goes on.
July, August. Okay.
Yeah. But this pasta was out of this world. Go to Mother Wolf. They're not paying me to say any of this, but that's my big wig bite of the week was the I mean, the pizzas were amazing too, but the pastas were exceptional.
I'm just going to brought you that. Back to Italy. That's when you know it's good. Like, it really tasted authentic.
Yeah. You know, I'm like looking up flights. I'm like, I got to get back there. I got to get back there. I'm trying to
so
go away.
Do I. Okay. You know how everyone last year was going at the same time we were? Like everybody did
now
June
they're there
trips.
Now.
And everybody's back. I'm like, wait a minute. Did we just make this agreement that we're all just going to go at the same time? Because like, I did not get the memo that we're going back to Italy.
I literally woke up this morning, and you know the first thing I do is go on my phone, and I had at least four friends in Italy. I was so, like, Jared, look.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. You guys went the same time last year because I wasn't jealous because we all went together. And yeah, now everybody's back.
I know. I'm not going away until August, but it's going to happen. I don't know where yet, but it's going to happen. I didn't get all those miles for nothing. You know what I mean? I'm going to use it.
I know. My credit card, I'm sitting on miles or just points, and I'm trying to decide what I should utilize it towards.
Get a flight somewhere, honey. Get a trip. Be a big wig and travel that world. Because we're thinking about it right now. We're thinking about that June in Italy last year and how fucking great it was. And
it was unbelievable, really. I mean, really, no problem in the world.
Anyway, we'll all get back there. Just do that. Don't DM us your photos from Italy or let us know if you're in Italy, if you're listening to this podcast, because I'm going to be jealous, but I also like want to live vicariously through you. That's what I got to say.
Same.
I know. It's going to happen for us. Wait, can you tell us your story real quick of Man on the Street, and then we'll close us out, because you said I had a story and then we started talking about your food because I was like, we got to do a big
we'll close
bite.
Us out.
Yeah.
So I did four straight days of Man on the Street. So I'm just
Which
pretty
Which is the
wiped.
Hardest thing in the world.
The hardest thing. Both of us are good at it because we can talk to anybody, but it's just 8 hours of like level of energy. Yeah. And a lot of rejection. And the camera crew is there with you. So like they're exhausted too. But on this one particular day, I think I was most scared to do the Man on the Street at Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. It's a hard spot.
Because it's with the stars. Like the stars on the ground. And you guys, if you have never been, you would imagine it to be glamorous and gorgeous and well-kept. No, this is kind of the low-key Hollywood.
It's disgusting.
Dingy.
It's like Times
area.
Square. It's really bad.
Exactly. It's very much a tourist attraction, but amongst the tourists, similar to Times Square, is the sadly just like absolute homelessness and mental health like it's sad. You're just like, how is this Hollywood with the, you know, these stars when they get the stars inducted and like put into the ground, you're imagining all these stars taking their pictures there right next to the crazy people. You're like, how is this even on the same block? It's insane. So I wasn't scared. I just knew there was going to be one, a lot of tourists, and two, just a lot of crowds with like, you don't even know what you're going to get. So my face is to the camera and I'm backing up. So I'm walking into the crowd. So I'm not really seeing what's behind me there. The director's just kind of just like, okay, like move a little bit to your left. Mm-hmm. And I see everybody start moving and I'm like trying to just like follow the camera path so that I'm still in frame. And I just keep on doing my whole spiel to camera and... The director, after a while, after like 20 seconds, is like, all right, we can cut. We, you know, Andrea, just like move a little bit this way. She starts grabbing me and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I like do something wrong. She's like, no. There was just somebody behind you who you were going to brush up. Like, a lot of people were moving around him. It was sadly a mentally disturbed person, but he was cutting the back of his leg and letting the blood seep down and was purposely dripping blood on each of the stars. And he was taking like a cutter. And this is all being explained to me. Like, the director was like, I'm so sorry, but there was a guy doing this. And I was like, why didn't you cut sooner? I was literally walking up against him as he's dripping blood. And I'm like, and we're here on the Hollywood Walk of Stars. Who are we going to see today, guys? I wonder if they got that guy on camera. But they me walk right.
That's so bad.
You just think, like, that's what's going down on the Hollywood Walk of Stars. That's the craziest story I have from anybody. And I hope this guy is okay. I don't think he is. But it's just so sad these people don't have anyone to help them. Like, they're just disturbed on the Hollywood Stars.
Also, what a specific thing. I have to sneeze.
Oh, yeah. Bless
to
you.
Drop
it is
blood
so
all over the star. Like what?
I thought
it was. When you started the story and you were like, it's like New York, it's like disgusting. I thought this story was going to end up with someone jerking off behind you. And they were like, someone's fully like erect in the shot. Like, we got to stop this. But this is like way more intense.
Yeah, right, right. It's way more like even a darker space. You're like, mm-hmm. What is this guy thinking? Is he? So he's carrying out some type of. Welcome to Hollywood. Yeah, some type of. Ritual on the Hollywood Walk of Star. I have no idea. I didn't even get a look at the guy. I didn't even see the guy because they just told me that what was happening. I was like, oh, you couldn't. I didn't even see it. But then we were walking like away. We could see drops of blood. And I was like, oh, you guys, like, legit, we're not kidding. So,
ew.
Prayers out to him. Prayers out to the submarine. We will know the full, I guess,
prayers
the
to my bank
tomorrow.
Account. Because I got to go back to Mother Wolf. Okay. I need that.
Prayers to
again.
My bank account.
Your girl could use a couple of dollar bills. I'm sitting here being like, I mean, go for that pasta again after describing it. I'm like salivating at the thought of it. This was so fun.
You know, it's good.
I'm so glad we're back.
You're so Kris Jenner. This was so fun.
This was amazing. This was a really special day. And I'm so glad I get to share it with you, my firstborn daughter.
Thanks, Mom. On our next recap episode, I want us to do our predictions for my baby name.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun game.
I'm all set. We should also play a fun game. You should ask me what my current grandchildren's names are.
Do you want to embarrass yourself? I doubt you could name them in order.
I feel like I always embarrass myself and I pick myself back up. And that's what being a Kardashian is.
Dust yourself off and get back up on the saddle.
Hey, there's a song about that.
Who sings that?
Blink 182.
Correct. You win a prize.
Oh my God. We're going to play trivia as Courtney and Kris. This is going to be amazing. Really amazing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, but as Anna, you guys, I love you all. Dre, I love you. Thank you guys for supporting us. And check out our YouTube. Make sure you drop a little comment, you know, drop a little 5-star review. Tell Alex Cooper, Anna's, we're ready. Anna and Andrea are ready to join. We're ready to join the network.
Do it, Anna. Do it up.
You know, I'm going to like DM her and be like, hey, girl. So she'll never see it. But it.
So, you know, no, we, yeah, we'll get our people to make the. I know. It's true. We do need to get on a network. OK, we need to solidify this project. We're 22 episodes deep and we need an overarching umbrella to follow under.
Ella.
Who sings that song?
She's back on her Rihanna / Blink 182.
Every answer. Blink 182 covered
it. Blink 182. At some point or another, they've covered it.
Yeah. No, this is the year. We'll get on a network. Don't worry. And I honestly feel like it can only grow bigger. Okay. That's what I got to say. Think big.
Think big. That's the message for today. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. And see you in just another day for our recap episode.
Okay. Bye.